now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Distractions. Boy, distractions. I could do a three-hour show just on this topic alone. Distractions are a part of life. It's how you deal with them that will determine your level of career success. I don't care who you are or how much money you have, you will be confronted with distractions throughout your life and in your career. Some people deal with these distractions better than others, right? No doubt about it. But we all have to deal with them. I just bought a golden retriever puppy. So I just entered a new distraction. I created a new self-induced distraction in my life, right? It's a great one, though. Just like kids, it's a distraction, but it's fulfilling and it's good. But distractions can be as mundane as watching too much television, listening too much radio, being on the internet too much, video games, or could be as serious as a sick family member, or drugs, alcohol, or relationship issues, right? As human beings, we all have different distractions that keep us from performing our best in our careers. All of us must deal with distractions. So before you go into some type of depression thinking it only happens to you, it doesn't. It doesn't. Some distractions are self-induced and some are not. Buying a golden retriever puppy is a self-induced distraction, right? I got to stay focused. Okay, in your crate, outside, set. Don't chew on that. I got to stay focused on what I'm doing. It's distracting. And it was a self-induced one, right? So some distractions are self-induced and some are not. The more serious distractions, like dealing with family issues, can be very frustrating because in some cases, you don't have any control over it. When confronted with these types of distractions, the only thing you can do is deal with it and then move on with your life. You have to deal with it and then move on with your life. The distractions that are very destructive and have ruined more careers than you could count are the mundane, self-induced distractions. Sometimes these self-induced distractions can be addictive. You can totally lose your focus in your career. This can be drinking alcohol to excess. Okay? Taking drugs, prescription drugs, whatever. Cheating. Cheating on your spouse. Meaning relationships, issues. Too much television. Listening to the radio, internet, playing video games, fantasy football. The list goes on and on, right? How many distractions that we can have that we induced ourselves. I don't want to get into a discussion of, well, some people are getting dependent on drugs, Mike, and it's not their fault. Okay. I don't want to get into that. I'm talking about somebody doing drugs. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. I know people. That know more about the players on their favorite football team than they do about their own careers. Listen, I'm not kidding you. They will go to autograph signings of their favorite team. They will go to fantasy football camps. But they won't go to a seminar to learn about their career and how they can be more successful and more happy in their careers by learning more and spending more on themselves. On themselves and learning how to better themselves in their careers. These distractions we have to deal with. I also know people who are out of work that play video games all day long. Crazy? I know, but it's true. I used to work at a place where this guy was on an adult softball team. You heard that right. You heard me right. An adult, it was a male, adult softball team. and would spend hours and hours on the phone discussing schedules, lineups, uniforms, everything. It used to drive me crazy because I could hear him in his office. You talk about self-induced distractions. That was a big-time self-induced. Now, again, don't get me wrong. You have to enjoy life because life is way, way too short. But if you let these distractions keep you from being successful in your career, you need to discipline yourself to deal with these issues at certain times of the day so you can stay focused. What I do is I pick the shows I want to watch during the week and I stick to it. And I'm on the internet for the most part at work. I check email and stuff because I have to, because of my job. I don't play video games. Do you know why I don't play video games? Because I know they're addictive. And I would probably play them all day long. Okay, so if I could, right? So I don't go near them. Well, this is great application, Mike. Angry Birds. You've been doing that for like an hour and a half. Okay, so anyway, those are probably really fun. But I just don't, I stay away from them because I know they're addictive. Now, again, don't get me wrong. You should live life. But when you indulge in extracurricular activities in excess, it becomes self-induced distraction for you. Period. All right? When you learn how to deal with these distractions in your life, you'll become more successful in your career. It's that simple. Discipline yourself. Limit your time with television, radio, internet, whatever the problem is. Video games, if that's your problem. Get help if you're drinking too much or taking drugs. Be faithful to your spouse. I mean, I don't know how these people do it. We I don't have to mention the people on TV that we just, you know, big story about the, you know, sending pictures of himself. And I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they can keep track of all this stuff and be successful. The answer is you can't. And these distractions are self-induced, all right? And everybody has them. We already have distractions that we do to discuss this. You have family distractions, things that happen to you in your life you have no control over. You have to deal with those. But don't induce other things into your life that you don't need to bother with. You know, I used to call these trivial distractions. And it is trivial. It's trivial stuff. Be faithful to your spouse. Hollywood pushes a total myth when it comes to successful people. They always show very successful people behaving in all sorts of despicable ways. Let me tell you, as a professional recruiter, it's impossible to cheat on your spouse, drink too much, take drugs, and be involved in all kinds of despicable behavior and still be successful in your career. The only place I've seen that work is in the movies. Most successful people have the discipline to deal with any distractions in their life. Sometimes it's hard, no doubt about it. But we all have them, and it's how you deal with these that will determine your level of success. So get rid of the self-induced distractions in your life, and you'll be more successful in your career. I hope this helps everyone with this issue out there. Good luck to each and every one of you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.